When you think of Milwaukee's culinary scene, beer and brats are maybe the first two things that jump to mind. These two items have played a big role throughout Milwaukee's history, but our next guest says the scene goes a lot deeper than that, and the Cream City has developed a unique food culture unlike that of any other American city.
From the early days of fine dining at grand hotels to today's focus on farm to table and eating local, our next guest traces the history of how Milwaukee became a great food city and where things could head in the future.
Lori Frederick joins us now. She's dining writer for OnMilwaukee.com and author of the new book, Milwaukee Food, A History of Cream City Cuisine. Lori, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Lori, you're someone who spent a lot of time writing about and experiencing eating Milwaukee food. How have you seen things change over the years?
Well, you know, a lot of things have changed, and the last 15 or 20 years has been really great for Milwaukee in terms of food and dining. Not only do we have an increasing level of diversity in the restaurants and the types of restaurants we have in the city, but we really have more educated diners who have a lot more respect kind of for the food and are very much more adventurous in terms of their palates. So that's been really exciting.
A statistic that surprised me in your book, you write that with the exception of Los Angeles and New York City, Milwaukee opened more successful restaurants per capita during the recent economic downturn than any other city in the country. Why has Milwaukee been so successful?
You know, that's a big question, and I'm not sure if I have a definitive answer. Maybe it's our Midwestern stick-to-itiveness, you know. but a lot of people got very entrepreneurial during the last downturn around 2008. You know, and you had restaurants popping up, I don't know, Maxi's, La Miranda, Hinterland, Transfer Pizza, Umami Moto, all of these places, you know, kind of moved into the city and remained open. Restaurateurs do talk that it was, you know, a struggle sometimes, you know, for the first few months, sometimes for the first year. But they really did. They hung in there, and Milwaukee came out and supported them. And, you know, they're still around.
Now, you wrote that Milwaukee, in terms of its food scene, used to be sort of crouched down in the shadow of Chicago's culinary scene. But that it seems like it's coming into its own. Has it always sort of had its own identity, but it's just now coming out with it, or has it developed over the years?
Yeah, it really has. I don't know where the shadow developed, so to speak. But I think that people are now really kind of owning what is in Milwaukee, and I think that's helped a lot. But we also have had a lot of chefs and restaurants move in that have given us some really world-class cuisine. So we no longer have to go outside of the city to get some of the things, you know, that we're reading about in national publications. And people can go right next door and eat, you know, at Morel, at Ardent, at Circa 1880, and eat at those places. And we have so many people now from Chicago coming here. And I think that should be a real sign to people, you know, we have something and it's pretty cool.
Let's go back to the early days of Milwaukee to see how this all came to be. You write that hotels were the place to eat back in the early days of the city. How did they lay the groundwork for the food scene?
You know, as people were prospecting coming to the city, they needed places to stay. And it was only natural that those places to stay would capitalize on the fact that they also needed to eat. So some of the first eateries were actually associated with lodging. And from there, you kind of have this this takeover. The German immigrants kind of came in. And, you know, by the 1860s, that's really where you're seeing the development of some of the cities, their first pubs, the beer gardens, the taverns, and that sort of, you know, just rolls over and suddenly we're seeing the restaurants. And some of those first restaurants were German. You know, there's John Ernst and Mater's and Karl Rasch's, which all came about during the turn of the century. And that's kind of, you know, but it all began, you know, in some ways with the hotels.
So do you still see that German influence exerting itself in the Milwaukee food scene today in more contemporary restaurants?
I think you do in pieces and bits. Largely, you know, there are still definitely attraction to classic places like Mater's and Karl Rasch's, which have stood the test of time. But there's also places who are kind of taking that German heritage and kind of turning it on its head a little bit. And we have the Vanguard in Bayview, which is serving up all sorts of inventive sausages, kind of playing on that beer and bratwurst thing that we have here, but kind of pulling it in with a new twist. So yes, I mean, the German in Milwaukee is not gone, and I don't think we want it to be.
Talking to Lori Frederick about her new book, Milwaukee Food, A History of Cream City Cuisine. Well, Lori, have we seen ethnic groups start their own food traditions, bring them in, develop them in Milwaukee over the years after that initial German invasion of food?
Oh, certainly. We've seen, you know, Milwaukee is pretty diverse now, and those influences started really early on. I think maybe the best example and something that people might not think about is that there was Chinese food. With a local history kind of going back into the early 1900s when the city's first Chinese restaurants were cropping up. They were largely Cantonese, and people like Moi Toi had big, beautiful, you know, he had a big, beautiful building that contained his Chinese restaurant, and it was very architecturally in keeping with the Chinese theme. And so that existed for years in downtown, kind of paving the way for, you know, for the future Chinese restaurant scene. You know, we also have, you know, things cropping up. I mean, Watts Tea Shop was here early on. I mean, that was actually, you know, kind of groundbreaking. That was started by women and eventually was sold to Watts. But that was groundbreaking for the time. Tea shops were one of the ways in which women got to go out and be social, kind of out in the world where it was, you know, mostly a man's realm.
And it sounds like, in terms of groundbreakers, Sanford D'Amato, the name of a young chef who made a big impact on Milwaukee's culinary scene. What can you tell us about him?
Well, you know, so many people are familiar with Sanford D'Amato. And he's such a great example of someone from Milwaukee who went out and did big things and then came back and really shared what he had learned. He grew up in an Italian family. It was a food family. When he left for culinary school, I think he kind of saw the Milwaukee landscape as being a little bit bleak in terms of food. And he didn't really think he was going to come back. But he went out to New York and he trained. He trained under all of the big French chefs who were who you trained with at the time. You know, and then, you know, one day he decided, you know, maybe I'll make a go of it. I'm always going to be a small fish here in New York, but I might be, you know, able to make it a go in Milwaukee. He saw places like Grenadiers, which had made a name for themselves here, and, you know, came back and capitalized on family and friends and people who knew reputationally that he was doing something great. And he really, you know, he made a go here. And, you know, there's great stories about what he had to do in the beginning because food was differently distributed in the early 1990s. And so, you know, Chicago got most of the fresh fish. And so he would meet his fish purveyor on an overpass between Milwaukee and Chicago in order to get the fresh fish because those distributors were not coming up to Milwaukee because there really wasn't many places to deliver here. So, yes.
Well, let's stick with this idea of where the food is coming from. You also see a big movement around the country, and especially in Milwaukee, are things like farm-to-table foods and even locally grown foods, urban foods. Can you talk about how that has changed the food scene?
Well, you know, the whole farm-to-table idea is so old. and yet it's kind of come back around in really interesting ways. I think Milwaukee was poised to be at the forefront of the farm-to-table movement simply because we are an agricultural state. We have so much bounty in terms of what we produce here. And chefs really, you know, the biggest things that we had going against us is distribution. You know, so many of the farms are centralized in Wisconsin or near the Madison area, and chefs needed to find ways to get food here. But when some of those problems were, you know, were solved, you found places cropping up in places like Roots, who was a real trailblazer, so to speak, in that area. And, you know, he was driving daily out to farms, you know, to get the food, to have it be fresh and best. You know, and then you have people like Dave Swanson who made it much easier by, you know, kind of collaborating with farmers and creating a distribution system for restaurants that a lot of restaurants still take advantage of to this day. Did that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. And so we appreciate the dining scene in Milwaukee and that this history, but when you look at it from a national perspective, is Milwaukee a destination for foodies?
I think more and more it is becoming one. You can read about, if you follow national publications, you'll frequently read about Milwaukee's dining scene, you know, the things to do, to taste, to see. Travel and Leisure just did a piece on downtown Milwaukee on the Lower East Side, you know, that makes mentions of a lot of different attractions, museums, and so forth. But yet they're also focusing on the food and the cocktails at places like Buckley's and Cafe at the Plaza, and AJ Bombers, and, you know, so Milwaukee has definitely caught the attention of the world in terms of dining, although one of my goals, I think, in tackling this book was to really spread the word further, because people need to know what we have here and appreciate it.
Briefly, is there a unique Milwaukee attitude? Do you feel different in a restaurant in Milwaukee as opposed to Chicago or New York?
You know, I think we're much more relaxed here in terms of, you know, the general mood in a restaurant. And there was a food critic that I mentioned in the book that in the 1970s, really, he came to Milwaukee, had a lot of respect for our scene, and was comparing us with places like San Francisco, even in the 70s. And he cited a couple of things, and one of them was kind of the humility with which chefs went about their work. And this sort of humble work ethic that really kind of ran through the service and the whole restaurant industry. And I think we really still have that here, and it's something to be really, really proud of.
Laurie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Laurie Frederick, author of Milwaukee Food, A History of Cream City Cuisine.